Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. We're talking about measuring what your company does, measuring what your people do. And you know, Sam, one of the great sadnesses that I have in my work is how many small businesses that I've seen over the years who don't even measure their company performance.
By that,
I mean they don't have financial statements. They don't produce financial statements.
Lack of financial control is the biggest reason for business failure. That's exactly right. It's not a lack of hard work,
or even capital. If you have two nickels to rub together, you can incrementally grow. I mean, I'm a perfect example of that. You couldn't even say undercapitalized in my case because that presumed I had some capital, you know, and when I started out. But if you can measure and see where your performance is, see where things are working out, this is what business planning does. When you declare a goal, and then you operate with that goal, and then you compare, as my friend Tim Berry says, compare plan to actual. This is what you've been talking about, Sam. You compare plan to actual. You can say, okay, I projected these three things. These two things I fell short. This thing I did, I exceeded. So did I do that better, or am I just not good at these other two? Or whatever, sure. Whatever you decide. But the point is, in declaring something with a projection, and then operating to that budget or to that goal, and comparing plan to actual, you learn things about yourself, about your people, about your customers, about your products, about the world. Otherwise, you might as well be in a sensory deprivation tank. You don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, the bankers realize that the biggest risk in a business that comes to borrow some money is when they ask questions about this and that about the business, they know that if the owner or principal person is not knowledgeable about the details and cannot answer with a crisp and reasonably accurate with answers, then that's a high risk situation. And bankers don't want to lend to it, and
right.
Other investors don't want to come in. You've got to know your business, and if you don't, you're at high risk. So start with just the most basic stuff, revenues. Mm-hmm. How often do you need to know? And if you're going to set, I would say what gets measured gets done, but what gets measured frequently gets done with passion.
Mm-hmm.
So once a year is not enough. Once a quarter is not enough. How about weekly or even daily?
You know what though, Sam? I've always kind of given small business owners a little bit of a slack, and I've said, look, when you're starting out, if you're saying, okay, Blasingame, you taught me into it. I'm going to start paying attention to my financials. If you just do it quarterly. Starting out that way, what I'm going to predict that if you do it quarterly and you actually do it and get them out and get the quarterly report out the next month, not a month later, not a quarter later, you'll start falling in love with these financial statements, and you'll start thinking, hey, I want this every month.
Well, so the same rule applies to owners as it does to the rest of the employees.
Right.
You get motivated when you measure yourself. It's your own report card. And you want to know, and you can't, if you, before you even start your business, or if you're going to crank it up and make it grow, you need to know what is reasonable to expect. And that requires some kind of thinking through and modeling the company so you know not only what reasonably can take place, but what kind of cash it's going to take to make it happen.
Right.
Because income statements don't happen without a balance sheet, and that balance sheet matters a lot. If you're going to be growing, Yep. You need to have more inventories. You may be extending more credit, and you may have to have more equipment.
Yep.
And property. All that takes cash. So the whole point here is that modeling the business, thinking through and modeling the business is your first step, and then measuring against that model to see how you're doing is step number two. And what's step number three? It's doing something about adjusting, either refining the model or changing something about how you're operating the business,
Sam,
to get to your dream.
I got to wrap it up, but before I do, I want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hope you have a great one.
Oh, man, I'm so happy happy to be here.
Hope you have a bunch more. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Norwood Analytics. Thanks, Sam, for being here. Good job today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.